sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back in the show. Third and final hour here on this Monday, October 6th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just got a couple of people texting me. Media, Todd there in Pickford, you got it. And also, we're going to be emailing it to Cliff Tolini. So, greatly appreciate you guys texting me during the break. Again, the media campaign is raising money actively to put that commercial, Ask My Tax commercial, on major radio and TV stations around the state of Michigan. Bring awareness, get people involved in getting signatures the month of October and November, and hopefully being able to get enough signatures to put it on the ballot for next year. I'm going to start this story right now. We'll probably have to carry it over into the next segment. 1,800 state government positions are cut in this budget. Whitmer says, but there will be no layoffs. What? Under the past fiscal year 2026 budget, state jobs will be reduced by 1,800 full-time employees, with most of the reductions coming from the Department of Corrections. I thought they needed people. Department of Health and Human Services, as well as the Michigan State Police. The House Fiscal Agency's paperwork indicated that specifically, that 465 of the 1,800 jobs that are being eliminated were completely vacant. They never hired anybody. But yet they still have their salaries, the cost for their benefits, the cost for their paid vacations, the cost for their retirement plans were still in the budget from last year. MERS News Service was able to confirm that a deal was reached that this removal of jobs would not cause any layoffs. What? Only 465 of 1,800 jobs were vacant. So you got 1,335 jobs that people are in that need to be eliminated, but you're not going to lay them off. What are you going to do? Move them to another bureaucratic agency or department? This statement doesn't even make sense. Well, according to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, yes, state government will be a little bit smaller. Yes, we will be more efficient, but no state employees are going to get laid off. We're going to be able to continue to deliver the most crucial services for Michiganders, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The majority of the confirmed vacancies, with 374 and 4 one-time appropriation full-time employees, were positions for the Michigan Department of Corrections. Well, according to the Michigan Corrections Organization Executive Director Ray Schultz, he said the correction officers are still short-staffed. However, these cuts will not affect our actual officers. Oh, so you mean like management people? That sit on their butts and do absolutely nothing? Oh, good. We're glad that those people are going. Well, we got more of a breakdown. 1,800 state government positions cut in this budget. Take a short break. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Come see the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan. Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4. Tours start at 5. Live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain, USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. To continue this state government positions cut, claiming 1,800 state government positions will be cut but will cause no layoffs. Why is that? Well, under this budget, 374 vacant Department of Correction positions are going to be completely eliminated. 76 state positions within the Detroit Detention Center alone, which was terminated back in July. Well, according to the executive director, Ray Schultz, they're going to integrate those employees into other facilities. Department of Health and Human Services had the most position cuts, 388 unfunded jobs are going to be removed from state psychiatric hospitals in the state, which currently nobody exists working those positions. Additionally, jobs will be cut for the nutrition education program, along with others, that will cause the state to basically save $33 million. Which was directly the exact amount in federal funding cuts that the One Big Beautiful Bill caused. Also, 212 positions will be cut across various offices. Administrative support workers will see 40 jobs go. Donation fund positions will see 52 jobs go. Local office police administrator jobs will lose 6 people. And public assistant local office staff is going to lose 114 jobs. The only family impact will be 12 jobs regarding the Pathways to Potential program. That one program alone, $11.3 million. 270 jobs are going to be cut from Child Protective Service agencies. And there's going to be 7 jobs cut from the Child Support Enforcement Operations. Monitoring the radio station right now, we have a public emergency alert system kicking in. How convenient. Totally, all of the jobs total 1,800. The budget, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, are going to see that they only lose 30 positions. Michigan State Police are losing 280 jobs, with 243 of those coming mostly from office post-operations administrative services, not from troopers out on the roads. 30 jobs from the Professional Development Bureau and 30 jobs from the Secure Cities bureaucratic agency will also be lost. Michigan Department of Military Veterans Affairs is losing 84 jobs. And there's 3 veteran homes in the state of Michigan that are losing 88 jobs, most of them coming from the Grand Rapids location. Michigan Department of Treasury. Well, they're going to lose 50 jobs, but guess what? They're vacant. Nobody's hired to work for those jobs. So Republicans said, let's get rid of them. Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. Leo, I've been wanting to get rid of this agency forever. Well, they're only going to lose 38 jobs. Also, Job Creation Services regarding the Department of Insurance positions, as well as the Michigan Rehabilitation Services, are losing 2 jobs. Oh, here we go. Now we're starting to get some meat. Department of Natural Resources, the DNR. Well, they're only going to lose 30 positions. most of those awaits a fourth grade field trip to see whether or not 14 positions can be removed because of the reduction of field trips to state parks. I'm getting a headache, folks. I'm going to need an aspirin to get through the rest of these jobs. State parks, giving kids field trips. Okay. Lastly, DNR, Wildlife Division, they're losing 20 positions. Fisheries are losing 19. And Minerals Management, they're losing 2 jobs. Michigan Department of Transportation. Oh, here we go. You know, the department that should be completely eliminated? Yeah, they're only going to lose 20 jobs. However, 27 of those are being taken completely off the books when it comes to their design and engineering departments. Positions that were on the books, but nobody was working them. One MDOT administrative position and 6 passenger transportation positions are actually being added. We need another administrative position within MDOT. Are you kidding me? Michigan Department of Ag and Rural Development is losing 4 positions, 2 from pesticides and plant pest management, and 2 from the USDA monitoring programs. Department of Education is losing 6 positions. Also, 16 positions are being taken from the nutrition services and moved into other FTE full-time employee positions within the department. Education is actually adding 20 positions to the Office of Health and Human Safety. 2 are being added to the Science of Reading Literacy, and 1 being added to the Committee for Pathways to Success Program. Eagle, Michigan Department of Energy, Great Lakes, and Environment, is losing 15 jobs. 1 from material management, 2 from water quality, 3 from water resource programs, 3 from air quality, 3 from municipal assistance, and 4 from contaminated remediation and redevelopment. Department of Technology, Management, and Budget, they're losing 11 jobs. There, in that department, 22 vacant positions are also being eliminated. And the Department of State, they're losing 28 vacant positions. What the heck are all these vacant positions even doing in our budget? Oh, I know, so that the Democrats can then shift that money, because they know darn well they don't have employees there, so they can just shift the money into a different department. Expungement, that's the process. Well, last few notable cuts. This one, I think this entire department needs to be eliminated as well. Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. They're losing 8 jobs. 10 unclassified jobs being removed, 4 administrative hearings and rules positions, as well as 2 from the Bureau of Survey and Certification, 2 from the Bureau of Community and Health, 2 from Liquor Control. That whole thing needs to be shut down. And 1 from the Michigan Public Service Commission. Department of Insurance and Financial Services, they have to eliminate 8 jobs, 7 from the Financial Institution Evaluation, and 1 from Consumer Services and Protections. Department of Civil Rights, oh yeah, they're going to lose 1 employee. Wow, whoop-de-doo. Finally, between the executive, legislative, and judiciary branches, within the actual administrative ends of those branches of government, no jobs are being lost or gained. The Auditor General will also be neutral on any of their job positions. Now listen to this. The Department of Attorney General, you know how the Republicans wanted to cut 29.5% of her budget? Dana Nessel's office is actually getting 58 new positions added to her roles. What? 58 full-time employees being added to the AG's office. How do you make 29% cut to her budget and hire 58 more people? That's an oxymoron. That doesn't make sense. And of course, Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential. You know, the LEAP program, the My LEAP program, 5 new positions. Well, MERS News Service has confirmed, according to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, no layoffs are going to occur, even though they're eliminating supposedly 1,800 jobs. 1,800. When the Republicans, through their due diligence, going through the budget line by line, department by department, identified 4,277 phantom jobs, they're only removing 1,800 of them. Less than half. Republicans in the House, in my opinion, you compromised and gave up way too much. Way too much. And again, looking at all these stories, folks, no story has identified the total amount of this new budget. As of 11:28 here on Monday, October 6th, have no idea if there's going to be a 7 or an 8 in front of the total budget number when they get done. Unbelievable. Well, we're going to go to Washington, D.C. We're going to leave Michigan news and Michigan politics. We're going to go and talk about what President Trump is doing and what these liberal judges are trying to do to stop him. Liberal governors, Gavin Newsom in California, Pritzker in Illinois, and even Portland, Oregon's mayor, what they're trying to do to stop President Trump. Going to be pretty interesting. And the president's reaction to it. Bringing up members of other states, national guards, to go into other states. Since the judge says he can't use federal troops, well, he's going to reach out to other state governors and see if they'll send their troops. Governor Abbott of Texas already said, Mr. President, we'll be happy to send Texas National Guard to Portland, Oregon. Oh, this is going to get really interesting. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading